SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It could come at any time and without any warning. That's the concern in the West regarding a potential Iranian attack on Israel. The BBC's Yolande Nell says the Israeli Defense Forces are on high alert.
The Israeli military says it's monitoring developments, but hasn't changed its safety guidelines to the public. The U.S., which has sworn to help defend Israel against what it has said could be a significant set of attacks, has built up its military presence in the region in the past few days.
Former President Trump planning to return to the scene of the attempt on his life. He plans an October rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. He says that by the grace of God, he survived what was a very close call.
If I hadn't turned my head, I would not be talking to you right now, as much as I like you.
Mr. Trump talking with Elon Musk of the X platform. Musk says a cyber attack delayed the two-hour Trump interview by about 40 minutes.
My apologies for the late start. We unfortunately had a massive distributed denial of service attack against our servers and saturated all of our data lines, like basically hundreds of gigabits of data were saturated.
Mr. Trump blasted Kamala Harris on a range of issues, everything from soaring crime to the troubled economy and the wide-open southern border. Harris, meanwhile, still has not submitted to an interview with the news media. Also at SRNNews.com, wholesale inflation rose less than expected last month. The Labor Department's producer price index edged higher by 0.1% from June, was up 2.2% from 1 year ago. Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control almost 400 square miles of Russian territory in the Kursk region that borders Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 89 points, the Nasdaq trading 225 points higher. This is SRN News. New study of churchgoers.
The American Bible Society has been asking people what positive experiences make them more likely to participate in the life of their congregation. Number one on the list is a feeling of community and belonging. When people feel that, they're more likely to volunteer and become involved in what the church is doing. On the other side of the coin, feelings of exclusion or the presence of cliques in the congregation reduces participation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Liberal activists are complaining that the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, has voted to limit where homeless people can camp in public places. In fact, the city has an overnight shelter for adults, the Gospel Rescue Mission, with nearly 140 beds. However, homeless activists complain about the mission's rules. They include a ban on alcohol and drugs and daily attendance at worship services. Grants Pass officials say plans are in the works for a pair of city-run shelters would accommodate a larger number of people. This is SRN News. It is a case of being wise enough to know when it's time to throw in the towel.
A man attempting an epic 80-mile swim across Lake Michigan said he gave up on the third day after losing two batteries for a critical GPS device and ended up badly off course. 60-year-old Jim Dreyer was pulled from the water last Thursday on the third day of his swim to Wisconsin from Michigan. Dreyer said he probably swam 60 miles by that point. He decided to stop because of bad weather ahead. He also said his brain was mush. Dreyer crossed Lake Michigan in 1998, but three attempts to do it again since last summer have been unsuccessful. Keith Peters reporting.
A bellwether of the health of the U.S. economy, Home Depot is scaling back its financial outlook going forward. The giant home improvement retailer cites anxiety among contractors and homeowners about the economy. More details, SRNNews.com.